Welcome to the podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time, a CadSource production. In this episode, we discuss the Charlotte-Mecklenburg County Quarter Cent Sales Tax for the Arts.
This episode is brought to you by the CadSource brand podcast. Podcast is your podcast production team. You know how many business leaders need help communicating their story through audio? That's what we do. Podcast strategy, creation, and distribution for business leaders. This provides opportunities, relationships, and a platform for you and your business. Why do we do this? Because at Podcast, we exist to help you create and share amazing content through podcasts. Learn more by visiting podcast.com.
Our guests today are Jeep Bryant, President of the Arts and Sciences Council, and Daryl Williams, Principal of Neighboring Concepts. Mecklenburg native Jeep Bryant has experience leading marketing and sponsorship initiatives for the Broadway League in New York, leading global divisions at BNY Mellon and other corporate and nonprofit sectors. Jeep has experience funding art and culture programs to serve at-risk youth and helping develop communities. Former County Commissioner Daryl Williams represented Mecklenburg County District 3 for 9 years and has been the owner and principal of an architecture firm for over 2 decades. If you live in Charlotte, you may have seen the work of Neighboring Concepts as they have developed dozens of parks, universities, residential, and commercial buildings all across Charlotte in the Southeast region. On November 5th, Mecklenburg voters will head to the polls to vote for or against the quarter cent sales tax. Katie Sabo sat down with Jeep and Daryl to fill in the gaps for voters. And with so much to talk about, let's get right into this episode and welcome Jeep and Daryl.
The podcast you're about to hear is a conversation I had with Jeep and Daryl. Due to the timing of the vote, the podcast will be a bit different from other EP episodes. You will hear a transition sound between each topic. The topics we will cover in this chat are how their careers got started, what the arts teaches kids, how exposure to outside activities can help kids stay out of trouble, prioritization of funds in Mecklenburg County, the limited language on the ballot, the promise and potential of Charlotte with the quarter cent sales tax, and how funding will be used. I'm Katie Zabo, and I want to thank you for listening to this episode. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at CadSource, and feel free to DM us about this podcast, and I will be sure to reply. For now, let's get into this episode.
Yeah, you know, I grew up here in Mecklenburg County, and as a kid, I had the chance to benefit from the investments the Arts and Science Council was making in Mecklenburg County a long time ago. So as a child, I was on stage at Children's Theater. I had roles at Theater Charlotte. Later in my 20s, I was in a production up at Davidson Community Players, another organization that the Arts and Science Council supports. And then the first part of my career in Charlotte, I had the opportunity to work on a number of the fund drives for the Arts and Science Council. This was back in the 90s when the Arts and Science Council was growing in its capacity to invest in arts and cultural organizations here. So I was away for about 20 years, came back at the end of June, started in early July, right at the time when the Mecklenburg County Commission voted in favor of putting this initiative on the ballot. And what attracted me to come back is the recognition that we really are at a crossroads in Mecklenburg County. This is an opportunity for us, not only in thinking about arts and culture, but our investment in parks and our investment in education, to really rise to the occasion and decide collectively as a community that we do need to do more in all three of these important areas.
Absolutely. And so when you were in New York, how did you decide what was the reason for initially coming back to Charlotte?
I started coming back about a year ago and reconnecting with old friends and community leaders here. And I asked each of them the question, you know, if I were to come back to Charlotte, is there something meaningful, potentially rewarding to do? And so many were pointing to this opportunity at that time. The longtime head of the Arts and Science Council was retiring, and I heard from a number of people in the community that this is a time really for us to step up and see what the Arts and Science Council can be going forward, and to earn public support and public investment to make it possible for the organization really to reach its full potential.
It's hard to talk without going all the way back. I mean, growing up in Louisiana and growing up in socially and challenged physical challenged communities, you know, I grew up with this desire to try to make a change, to try to change communities like the ones I grew up in. And so when I came to Charlotte, I was working for pretty much traditional architectural firms, and got involved in working for Harvey Gantt's firm, former mayor, and which was what inspired me to get involved in public office. And I got involved in public office trying to help fix a park in my neighborhood. That's where it all started, you know. And, you know, Charlie Danley, the former state senator and city council member, got tired of me complaining and appointed me to the City Parks Advisory Committee. And that's when I found out that the park in my neighborhood really wasn't that bad compared to other parks in the city. And so I stayed on there for several years. And then I got to the point where I had to go to the next level, to the county commission, to really make an impact and make a difference. So I got involved on the county commission, you know, with a desire to try to help improve overall community, and with a focus on my district, which was a lot of these challenged neighborhoods that are here in Charlotte, similar to the ones I grew up in. So my whole practice and my design of my company was to focus on trying to improve these areas, to try to revitalize them and give people hope that their community could be just as good as any community anywhere. Because what you'll find is that the only people lived in those communities are those who couldn't afford to go anywhere else. And so I felt like, you know, I stumbled into the architecture profession and I felt like I needed to do something with it to help communities like the ones I grew up in. And so I built my practice around that, and that's what inspired me, and that's what gave me the passion to try to do something, you know, regarding this campaign. I think the idea of being able to provide funds for parks, education, and for arts, you know, those are things that just bring people together as a community, regardless of race, regardless of the things that differs with us as a people. And we all care about those things. And so I think the idea of, and those are the kind of projects we like working on, you know, park projects, projects that bring people together regardless of where they're from. And I think that's what this campaign is doing. And I think if the funds are approved, if the community vote for this tax, I think it's going to help build our community in a way that it needs to be built and make us more viable as a community.
Yeah, your question makes me think of a poster that I saw recently on the wall of a classroom. It was an arts classroom. And you know, what do the arts teach our kids to do? And it was things like to think imaginatively, to create imagination, to build confidence, to understand differences, to see beauty. It was this wonderful poster that reminded me of all of the things that can happen in a child's life when that child is exposed to the arts. You know, beyond that poster, we have documented research that shows the strong link between exposure to the arts and academic achievement, exposure to the arts, the ability to graduate from high school and to go on to college. So we see in this referendum the ability to really restore some of what Charlotte-Mecklenburg has done in the past in investing in arts education, and with increased funding do more to ensure that the kids across Mecklenburg County have these experiences. Right now, unfortunately, a lot of the field trips that happen in Mecklenburg County are because parents have pooled their money to make a field trip happen. And there are parents at many schools that can't afford to do that. And we need to be the kind of community that, regardless of what neighborhood you're in or school you attend, there's an equal opportunity and equal access to arts and culture here.
I stumbled into architecture. It wasn't because someone was in my neighborhood telling me about architecture. You know, it's just my family were, my uncle, my dad, my grandfather, they were all construction workers. My mom, I got my artistic ability from my mother. And so I think kids getting exposed to other things other than sports. I mean, that to me, because all we had to do was play basketball. That was nothing else to do in our neighborhood. And so if we wanted to play football, we had to play in the streets, you know. And so we didn't have parks. We didn't have rec centers, you know. And I know for a fact that had we had arts and culture and programming in our neighborhood and when we're exposed to other things, many of my friends would have been saved. And we wouldn't have gotten into the type of trouble we got into. So, I mean, these neighborhoods still exist. And if we don't do something and to keep these kids active and doing positive things and learning different things, you know, we'll keep building jails. And so I think we have to find other things for them to do and trying to foster their creativity and so they can get more involved in their community to try to make a difference. And I think that's what getting involved in other types of activities to find out, you know, what they're good at. You know, if they don't get the opportunity or don't get exposed to it, they'll never know.
I think one thing we need to acknowledge, you know, food, clothing, shelter, basic needs are so critical, and we as a community need to make sure that those needs are met. Affordable housing is a pressing issue in Mecklenburg County. If you step back and put this amount of money in perspective, the $50 million for arts and culture, education,